Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Let me introduce our guest. He was with us about a year ago, Dr. Robert Davis, PhD, internationally recognized scientist of sensory neuroscience, and served as a professor at the State University of New York for more than 30 years. He also serves as a member of the board of directors and research team of the Dr. Edgar Mitchell Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial and Extraordinary Experiences. Robert's research and investigation into the UFO phenomenon convinced him that the phenomenon remains unsolved. It's a source of considerable debate among millions worldwide, of course, and is a very important concern, unfortunately, ignored by the general scientific community, as you well know by now. Robert, welcome back to the program.
It's a pleasure to be with you, George.
This is a remarkable work that you did, and you have cited some incredible heavy hitters in the field of after-death experiences. Tell me about the evolution for you, because you wrote a book called The UFO Phenomenon, and this one is equally as fascinating. How'd you get into that?
Well, thanks. It comes from my background in neurosciences, my interest in consciousness, and more recently, my research with the Dr. Edgar Mitchell Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial and Extraordinary Experiences, which we'll refer to as FREE, which was founded by Dr. Edgar Mitchell, who was a physicist and astronaut who was the sixth person to walk on the moon, and astrophysicist Dr. Rudy Scheel from Harvard University, Mary Rodwell, noted researcher in the field, and Ray Hernandez, an attorney. And this foundation eventually conducted research over a two-year time period into the area of consciousness and how advanced physics, in particular the quantum hologram theory of physics and consciousness, as developed by Dr. Mitchell, can possibly, and I emphasize possibly, can explain or provide some degree of understanding how all diverse phenomena, such as UFOs and NDEs, out-of-body experiences, and even ESP, and the possibility of life after death, implying, of course, that consciousness is an independent entity or component from the brain, although, of course, it is interrelated. But the point is, quantum physicists are now looking at the possibility that consciousness may indeed be a separate entity that possibly could persist after bodily death. So all these events that we consider as paranormal may eventually be explained, and consciousness may be the unifying factor that interrelates many of these unexplained phenomena that we are addressing. In fact, we see that consciousness is the key component, and that physicists and mainstream science should focus more heavily in this area. And FREE, again, has been involved in a two-year-long study of looking at the effects of over 3,200 individuals who report to have contact experiences with non-human intelligences. And we conducted a quantitative survey using over 500 questions with these subjects, and we addressed several topic areas, which include the physical, the psychological, perceptual, anomalous aspects of reported contact experiences. And our results reveal complex interactions with perceived, believe it or not, non-human intelligences that involve psycho-spiritual transformations, non-ordinary states of consciousness, as well as paranormal experiences. And what's the most significant aspect of our results, which is still ongoing, is that about 70%, this represents over 2,200 individuals, of that population claim that their contact experience changed their life in a positive way. And in fact, 84% of that population, that represents about 2%, 22,000 individuals reported that they did not want their contact experience to end. And the likely reason for this positive response of their contact experiences is that they claim to have major positive transformations in the form of greater self-confidence, self-love, self-worth, understanding of life, inner peace, extreme reduction in negative thoughts, and they appear more humane, more positive and happy as a result, believe it or not, of their outcome of their contact experience. Now, this is not uniform across all subjects. Less than 20% of the subjects actually reported have negative contact experiences, but it is largely positive. And it parallels, the interesting component here as it relates to consciousness, is that it parallels the transformative outcomes that individuals who have NDEs and OBEs report. There are unique similarities that have been conducted in one research study by Kenneth Ring quite a while ago that looked at these two phenomena and came to the same conclusion we are coming to, that there is a positive outcome resulting from these unique unexplained phenomena like NDEs and interactions with non-human intelligence associated with or without an unidentified aerial phenomena.
Would these be people, Doctor, that have changed their personalities dramatically, the 80%, for example?
Well, they claim to. The question remains whether or not it is a long-standing outcome.
And right.
We believe it is, because we see this in NDEers. They firmly don't believe that you know, once the physical body dies, the hard drive crashes and the screen fades to black forever. They firmly believe that there is an alternate reality. And they come to that realization. It's real in their minds. Whether or not it is actually true is certainly subject to speculation. But the findings in our study show that over 50% actually report having been contacted in a non-physical way and not physically abducted. And this goes against a traditionally held belief by ufologists who claim that people are physically taken on board a UFO and experimental biologic procedures are conducted for a variety of different reasons. Well, we do see that, but it only occurs, at least according to their reports, in less than one quarter of the population. The majority, again, report to have, conscious memories. They don't have conscious memories of being on board a craft. It's more of a non-physical, a conscious-like experience, although there is indeed a physical component associated apparently with this phenomena. So it seems to be both a physical aspect as well as a non-physical one. And the key is that three-quarters of those who claim to have these non-human intelligent contact experiences consider themselves as contactees. And more, in other words, it's more of an egalitarian. They're being treated as more of an equal as part of their so-called abduction experience, which is not a good term, of course. But nevertheless, one-quarter or so do consider it to be an abduction experience, but it's done with permission and compassion, although, again, a small percent do say it's a negative effect. But what is uniquely interesting is that our outcomes suggest both a physical and a non-physical type of contact experience that probably involves some type of out-of-body experience. It's similar to conclusions made by the astrophysicist Alan Hynek, who, as the audience knows, led many UFO experiments undertaken by the U.S. Air Force.
Right.
Stein,
exactly.
Grudge, Blue Book. And he concluded that this phenomena encompasses the physical and the psychic, the material and the mental. And Jacques Vallée, also noted ufologist, said we are dealing with something, again, that is both technological and psychic. And that there's some aspect of manipulation of dimensions going on here, whatever that means. But you know, but what's key here is that our study, again, in over 3,000 individuals, are supporting what they have said. Yet ufologists generally focus on the nuts and bolts, and that's fine. I commend them. We learned a great deal about the kinematic behavior of this phenomenon, but we have not advanced our understanding to any great degree over many decades by focusing continually on retrospective events like Roswell and Rendlesham. It's fine. Let's study it. I enjoy listening to it. It's entertainment. It's business. Go for it. But science, mainstream science, has become more involved in looking at these phenomena because the aspect of consciousness seems to be a critical component of it. And we may be able to better understand an aspect of consciousness and possibly even reality itself by looking at various phenomena like NDEs, ESP, remote viewing, for instance, telepathy, near-death and out-of-body experiences, of course, as well as UFO-like related contact experiences. And it seems that there is an underlying common component to each, that is consciousness. That's why I wrote my book, Life After Death, an Analysis of the Evidence. And your listeners can go to my website, theufophenomenon.com, to get more information about articles written by members of FREE that talk about the possible explanations. I mean, FREE does not content have any firm conclusions based on our results. We're just presenting the results,
right,
hoping that other scientists may continue to build upon the foundation that we're attempting to establish here. We simply want to lay that groundwork for others to incorporate, debate, and consider as a possible line of research to better understand an aspect of consciousness, which, if is independent of the brain, then you can make an argument that there possibly could be continuity of consciousness after bodily death, or in other words, a form of life after death, whatever that means. So the enigma is consciousness an emergent property of the brain, which ends when the brain dies, so to speak, or it is an epiphenomenon of reality itself.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.